The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of this age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of the fire where they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to thee, O Christ.
Please be seated. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid, and then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Treasure is an old school word for wealth. Wealth without the negative connotations. Treasure. Antiquated, sparkling, valuable, heavy, and precious. And seeking after it is almost part of the word itself, built right into it. Think hidden treasure, treasure island, treasure hunter. When my sister Jennifer was young, she began and started and founded a rust club. She looked for and she collected old metal things that had rusted, and she arranged them in a secret place in the woods away from our house. As the months went by, she collected more and more items. Rusty nails. There were lots of those. What we used to call tin cans. A couple of skeleton keys, and many, many license plates. Because it was a club, you had to be admitted as a member. And then you would be taken to the hidden place, and you could enjoy the wonder of the collection of rust. It was a very small club. She and a friend, and eventually me too. Her rust collection was her treasure. Margaret of Scotland, 1093, married to Malcolm, possessed treasure. And she used it for good works, founding schools, establishing hospitals, building orphanages, and building monasteries. She rebuilt the monastery at Iona. She was a devout person, caring about things liturgical. Lent, it was supposed to start on Ash Wednesday. Seems smart. The Roman Mass, observing the Lord's Day on Sunday, and regular communion. We remember her, as the Scots do, for her devotion to God, for her care for her 8 children, and her care for all the people of her country. She had treasure, and she spent it to heal, to educate, to care for, and to pray. In the parables, the kingdom of heaven, the treasure is treasure that's something you seek, something you don't already have. It's like good fortune, or an accident, or a bonus, or an unclaimed prize, or in Monopoly, when we used to play it, bank error in your favor. The kingdom of heaven. And the parable is told from the point of view of the have-not, the one who doesn't have the kingdom. It makes sense, the child or the peasant. The kingdom is lost by someone, found, then hidden, then discovered, then kept secret while enough money is amassed to make an offer on that ordinary field of dirt so that you could own it, and under the dirt you would dig up and rediscover a treasure. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid, and then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Today, the scripture directs our attention to the kingdom of heaven. Old school, quaint, beautiful. Not the world of terrorist bombs and retaliatory attacks, of devastated lives and families, of straightforward narratives of good and evil, success and failure. The kingdom of heaven is elusive and not obvious. It's lost and found and hidden and bought and likely lost again. The kingdom of heaven is what we long to glimpse and long to linger in and trust. The kingdom of heaven is what Jesus preached is very near. Even today, even in Paris, even in these hard and challenging circumstances. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure. It has seeking built right into it. So let us seek it. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure, Margaret's, that became places to pray and live and learn. The kingdom of heaven is like rusty stuff that other people threw away, that you seek and find and arrange with love and with joy, invite your friends to join. Amen.